It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Of the ALD or the wild card round series between the Tigers and the Astros. Now the series is over because the Astros, part of me just wants to say the Astros no-showed. Is that just me being a finicky little bee?
No, I don't think the Astros no-showed. I think AJ Hinch and his staff did a really, really good job with lining everything up, timely hitting. But there was a stat that popped up earlier that the Astros had lost 4 home games in a row postseason.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot.
Yeah, and here's the other thing. Because you went with the younger guy, Hunter Brown, today, who actually pitched well, it meant you were going to have to get into the bullpen earlier. And the Astros bullpen is where you get hurt. So I don't think it's a coincidence that, you know, game one was a little different, but game two, you saw, once they got into the Astros bullpen, even with Josh Hader, that's where the game kind of got blown open there. And so we did throw this out there. And Nick Wilson says, and then you can find me on TikTok. You can find me on Instagram. You can find me on Twitter. At Nick Wilson says, almost anywhere. IRS, at Nick Wilson says. I'm sure they have some sort of social media thing. With that being said, I threw this out there. After watching the Tigers sweep the Astros, are you still confident that the Guardians will win this series? About 100 votes in, 74.7% of people saying yes, they are. And which is funny because RIP Johnny Hockey saying, anyone confident is on crack. Can they win? Sure. But I'm not confident at all. That might have more to do with like general cynicism than it does to do with the Tigers. It just seems like Johnny's working through some confidence issues there. I mean, I'm still confident, but for me, it's about withstanding the waves. With the Tigers, they're such a momentum team that it's just important that when they do something well, that you don't fall apart. And I think the longer the series goes, unless you just sweep their ass, the longer the series goes, if they're having success, but you can just eke out wins, the more likely you are to get to the ALDS. I think a short series favors them, or ALCS. A short series favors them, a longer series favors you.
So looking back last year, Arizona Diamondbacks, Texas Rangers, both playing in the wild card, both sustaining success and carrying that on deep into the playoffs. And I think when we look at it right now, the Tigers is one of the hottest teams in baseball in September. They've found their way somehow to get into the playoffs. They just beat up on, you know, the division winner and the Astros, and now they come to Cleveland on Saturday. So when I look at this series matchup now moving forward, the Guardians have to take game one. They have to get that momentum on their side immediately.
Keep home field advantage.
Keep home field advantage. And I'm not saying it's a must win, but they have to protect that home field advantage, because when they go to Detroit in game three, it's going to be mayhem.
It's also stealing one from Skubal. If this thing does go five, you got to steal at least one from Skubal. And the earlier you get it, the more pressure-free you can play. I do like the idea of, you know, and here's the thing. I think it's totally fine to say must win, because I think what people forget about hottest team in baseball, that's the Tigers, that's fine. How do you react when you lose? And it's so much more magnified in the playoffs. So if you can say, all right, the first match here in this chess match is I'm going to take one from you, seeing how Detroit responds to that. Because I think people assume, well, but they've lost. No, no, no. They've lost regular season games. That is not the same thing as When you get punched in the mouth in the playoffs, how do you react?
Yeah, 100%. So, you know, when you're in the playoffs, I feel like I look at it this way. Every game is a must win, or it's magnified even more because of the short series. The guards, they have the luxury, though, of playing at home. And I'm going to go back to that. When you go and you dominate the league like they did this year, and it wasn't expected. They weren't expected to win this many games this year. But they went out, they dominated, and they pieced it together midway through the season into August. You know, so after the All-Star weekend, they were able to find a way to get over that hump when they could have easily teetered it and gone the other direction. The Tigers now, on the other hand, they have veteran leadership in the clubhouse. They have a manager that's been there and done that. That's going to attest to something. But you also have a young playoff team that hasn't proven themselves at all.
So when we're talking about this, you know, we're just talking about, like, what does this postseason mean for Hosey? Man, if he goes off on a Rosarena-type run, and I do think it's important that you win the World Series. I really do, because I think in a town like Cleveland, listen, in New York, Derek Jeter should not have gotten every credit for every World Series because he played on the evil empire. He played with, you know, several highest paid players in baseball. So the idea that that guy was somehow the straw that stirred the drink, when you're playing with Giambis and Teixeiras and Sabathias and Cones and Clemens and all those great players, Wade Boggs, is disingenuous to say the least. In Cleveland, it's not. Hosey will get, if he goes off on a Rosarena tear and you win the World Series, all those aura points, as the kids say, been saying that a lot, go to Hosey. And I think that has real things about how people view him outside of Cleveland. I think it's a thing that can wake everybody up to. This is one of the best third basemen in the last 40 years in baseball. He's a face of baseball. And I also think it could be the thing that catapults him into the Hall of Fame. Because I think he's on the cusp now. You look at a lot of his periphery numbers. You look at a lot of his straight-up numbers. He's building that case. But now all of a sudden, you're the guy that snaps the streak 76 years in, you know, Cleveland without a World Series title. And you're the face of it. And you're Mr. Six War damn near every year. That's the kind of stuff that all of a sudden it's open and shut. That man's a Hall of Famer.
Well, the huge part about for Jose Ramirez is being on a national stage every day now. You know, when you're in the regular season, you're not on a national stage. You're in regional coverage, so not everybody gets to see you. Now, you're the only playoff game going on at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Everybody across the country is going to be able to see what you're capable of doing. That's going to be huge for Jose Ramirez and the rest of the guards to be able to encompass that.
Well, it's not just the fans. Baseball writers do not pay attention to the game the same way. They just don't have to. They don't travel with the teams as much as they did 50 years ago. There's so many things that lead to this, but they're the people that put you in the Hall of Fame.
No, you're right there. And you know, for the staff to be able to come here, for the media press to be able to come to these games, is going to be huge for Jose Ramirez because he needs it. You know, in the worst way, you look at a player that you love, that you love that he's the face of the franchise right now, and that he sticks his head down, he goes about his business, he's not vocal, he's not showboat, he's not fly or anything like that. He just goes every day as a regular player, and that's what I love about him the most.
I love that he completely speaks perfectly fine English. And insists on a translator so he has to do less interviews.
Great. I love it.
I think that's here, because here's the thing. That's another thing that I do think kept Jose in Cleveland is other organizations are going to be like, dude, go talk to the media. I think the Guardians have always been a little bit more protective of their players, almost to an annoyance for me, quite frankly, because I'd love to get Kwan on for a regular. I'd love to get Naylor on for a regular. Either Naylor. I'd love to get Hosey on. But I do think it's allowed him to just be about ball. And I think that helps him be the best version of himself, which, again, is why I think he's still here. Alex on Twitter saying, the true Cleveland redemption path is this. Detroit, longest rival. New York, biggest rival. L.A., defeat Thanos to end the drought. We're a little far. Okay, that is one of the all-spite ways of going to win a World Series. I'm just focused on Detroit right now. I like where your head's at, Alex. Daryl Ryder, next on 92.3 The Fan. It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.